We appreciate the folks listening on KNAB in Burlington, Colorado, who helped us with a story that's about a century old in their community. It's a true treasure, even in the literal sense of the word. We go to a town that tracked down their stolen masterpiece and then held a parade on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Kit Carson County, Colorado Carousel was purchased for $1,200 and operated here for the first time in 1928. But hard times soon closed the ride.
It actually was closed 6 years in the early 30s. There was no reason to have a county fair. Drought, depression. Reopened it in 1938. Some sentiment, according to the tall tales of the community, that they should just burn it down or take it to the dump.
Joe Downey says if they wanted the carousel to run, it would require a lot of work.
It was so filthy. They had used this building for chopped hay and for feed that the government brought in because of the drought. A lot of cubic feet in there, stacking in and around the tiger and the lion and all of their friends. Good sense prevailed. They simply scooped it out, washed it with soap and water, and it started.
The figures, horses, giraffes, and even a large lion are original, and it's truly a masterpiece. So much so that one person tried to steal it.
In 1981, we had a theft of somebody had come to try to take the lion. We know that because they got his feet off the platform, but he weighed too much to get him out between the doors, so they took four of the smaller ones.
The FBI and the community got involved and made the figures too hot to sell.
They were stolen in May, got them back on Halloween, and had a parade for them down Main Street, and they've lived happily ever after with their friends.
The carousel animals are truly a treasure.
It's a dog similar to this one off of another carousel, sold for $196,000 in 1992 when the market was high.
But these animals aren't a museum, but are part of a ride that many enjoy yet today. Traveling the countryside in Burlington, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.